The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Gross. I just see, like, you know.
I just see dicks. Just see a bunch of dicks. Just
a bunch.
Being gross. Sprinklers. You know, I had a dream about that, actually.
Wait, hi, Scout.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Wait, hi, everybody. Welcome to Talk Scary to
Hello.
Me.
Welcome back.
Ooh, last week's episode was gnarly, you guys.
It was.
But it was probably my favorite episode so far. We had so many good questions and good stories.
Yes.
I love it. Oh. It was great. It was great.
It was such a good episode.
Yeah,
honestly.
I was literally like laughing out loud at you while I was listening to it.
And then when we have the clips now on Instagram, and we're just, you know, because I kind of forget what we talk about
these
sessions.
I know.
And then when we see the clips, I'm like, oh my fucking God, Scout, you did not say that.
Twiddling your bean?
Yeah, twiddling my bean in a coffin. Now everybody knows.
I can't wait till someone asks you to write that on a headshot or something.
Could you write twiddling my bean? So it's really, really awesome because we just did a convention.
Yes.
And there were so many fans that came out to this, you know, CreepyCon. It's its first year.
Ontario, yeah.
Ontario, California. And honestly, props to those guys.
Because they did a great job.
So many people showed up and you guys all had a blast. And what I, you know, it was such a really cool experience to take away from it was a lot of fans were coming up and talking about our fucking podcast.
Yes. How much better is that than talking about, like, what Rob Zombie was like to work with?
Oh, my God. I don't even think I got, I think I got that question, like, twice.
Yes. They wanted to talk about stuff we were talking about on the podcast. I know.
Dude.
And what murders we should cover, too.
Yes.
I love it. I
got so many people asking me, like, for fucking sex advice and stuff at the table. So I was literally.
They were?
I was giving people sex
Tell me.
Advice.
Like, what?
Okay, let me.
Men? No. Women. No,
actually. I'm surprised. It was the majority of men bringing it up. I had, you know.
But were they the ones asking the questions in person?
Yeah. One guy was asking.
Tell me.
It was just like a penis size question, you know.
What did
I don't think he was like, he didn't like, I don't think he like meant to like, oh, I'm getting, my penis is small or big or has a weird shape. He was just like, I think it's really wonderful that you guys touched on that subject. Because, you know, men are insecure about that, you know, penis size. And, like, we feel like this is all we have in the world is our dick, you know?
That's not true, but
I was just like, holy shit.
Right,
like, I was and I just expressed to him. I said, this is so amazing that I'm learning from you and you guys are learning from me. It's a two-way
street,
man.
Well, where does everybody go to ask that stuff now? Like, our horror community is a community.
Yeah.
And we trust one another and there's no judgment, which is why we love it so much. So, but like, where do those people get to ask questions? Like, we get questions and I'm like, wow, who can you go to with this stuff?
I know.
And we're chicks, you know, like these guys are not going to go to like, you know, Facebook group chat, whatever to talk about hemorrhoids or whatever.
Yeah, you know? I know.
I mean,
it's just, it's exciting to see the feedback and to see it in person. I was just like shocked. I kind of was shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I have a lot of girlfriends that are friends that have other podcasts that have contacted me recently saying, like, God, you guys, it's so fun. I wish mine was as fun as yours.
I know some are, like, super depressing.
I know.
When we originally, how did this all come about? I mean, I'm sure everybody would be super curious to know how
So I had Common Terror, which was a show that I started during quarantine, which was where I would get together with my friends and watch their movies because I have a lot of friends in the horror world and I hadn't seen a lot of their movies and I wanted to know all the inside scoop to it, like a live commentary. And you came over and we actually watched 2018 Halloween together.
But then we would always just talk about other
shit. Talk about stuff, And then my husband said to me, you know, you and Scout really need to do like a love like a sexy kind of thing because you guys have a great banter. And I was like, well, what's that going to be like? And we both grew up listening to Love Lines.
Yeah.
But it's a little naughtier now, you know? So I was like, well, maybe we could do something like that because that would be fun. And it's all about fan interaction anyway. So we can get call-ins and that kind of stuff. And then it just sort of evolved with you and I making it into this awesome little thing.
I know. It's like as we're growing up, we're also growing up with the audience, you know. It's like all learning curve
for sure.
And it's just really exciting that no matter the bumps that we are experiencing, like, remember that one time when we couldn't get our mics to work and falling down and we were like, so we're just gonna do the episode holding the mics, trying to call out for your husband and hope that this is recording.
Damon, and it probably wasn't.
How many episodes did we do that didn't record?
I think there were three. I don't even know how that happened, Scout. You saw me push the button.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, thank God we're in studio now. It's just,
I know.
We don't have to worry about that stuff. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
But how
it's
are
been
you?
Really good. I'm good.
Yeah? How's moving? Yeah. Okay, so Danielle, there is,
uh-oh.
Someone asked, actually a few people have asked, since Danielle's moving, is the podcast still happening?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's still happening.
It will still be in studio.
Yes.
It will not be Zoom, God forbid, unless you go get a movie in like Bulgaria for 6 months or
and
something.
And y'all are going to have to fucking come
then
to Bulgaria.
Then I guess I'll have to fly there. but yes,
this
I love
a moving
being,
thing.
I love being in the room with you.
Yeah.
You know, I think I just vibe it. I like taking these days to do this. So I'll be coming back to LA at least twice a month to do episodes with you.
This was my plan to make sure she never goes away.
Oh yeah, no, I won't go away.
It'll still be the same cycle. Yeah. You know, everything is still going to be the same.
Yeah,
and you know. Bitch is not moving for a while. So just
no,
just
I'm
that
not.
She's like,
yes,
getting her.
I'm here. I'm here.
How
for
is
a while,
that going?
You know, it's funny because I've been in my house now for almost 3 years, mm-hmm. and my house is finally getting to a place within the last 2 weeks of where I always wanted it to be. All the buttons that needed to be done are like my office is done finally. My like doors are painted that needed to be painted. Like things are like, I'm like, wow, this is how I've always wanted to do. We didn't get there yet. But now that we're selling our house.
Is it like bittersweet? Or are you kind of like feeling like you want to, this is now.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
My home.
It always felt like my home. So like laying in bed with Carter last night and like the fan was on and the windows were open and I've got such a great breeze, you know, because I'm at the top of that hill in that little corner. And it really felt like, for some reason, it feels like how my grandma's house felt when I was growing up.
Yeah.
There's like a level of comfort and love in that house that... That I love and I'm really gonna miss, but I know that like a home isn't the house isn't what's making it a home.
Yeah,
you know it's us that are in it. Speaking of, I've been you know going through my storage and getting stuff, and I have a stripper pole for you in my car.
Yes, I'm dancing.
So,
by the way,
I will teach
Wait,
you.
Wait, you need to give me lessons before you just hand me a stripper pole.
Of course.
Did I have a dream about this, or was I thinking about this? I think I was doing my tarot card reading with my boyfriend, and my head was, where can I put the stripper pole where I won't hit anything?
In the middle of your living room, girl.
I will fucking hit shit.
No, like, you won't.
My
I'll help you find
gonna
a place.
Knock it down. Yeah, you're gonna have to.
No, you got to screw it into the ceiling.
Oh my God, so it's gonna just live there
yes,
forever?
Yes.
Bitch.
Listen, I had a stage too. I'm yes. happy I didn't bring you the stage.
Oh my God, I always say this. If Tom's parents are listening, I love you guys. And I'm
if they're
so
listening,
sorry.
They should be super happy for their son that his girlfriend wants to strip in the fucking living room for him. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm like a sexual person, parents.
But I just, I see the vision of the stripper pole, of me trying to do these fucking crazy
Dude,
like,
I will teach you everything.
That you are, and then my dogs are trying to jump
you
up.
You put your dogs away, you have yourself a little glass of wine, you sit your man down on the couch and turn the lights down and put on something that makes you
I
feel
think you
something.
Might open up something inside of me that I need right now,
so,
honestly.
Okay, so I'll tell you how it came about, how I started doing that. So
okay.
I was taking classes at this place called S Factor that mm-hmm. was very expensive. And a lot of my actress friends were like wanting to go do it, but you know, nobody has any money. And it was like just something that I would save for because I had like an emotional release when I would dance. All my stuff was like slow, slit your wrist, suicide, like fucking crazy chick lesbian music.
Like
you know,
hottest,
it was never like
types.
Snoop Dogg, you know, it was like. Like Indigo Girls, like just hard stuff.
Yeah.
Because I needed to get something out. And mm-hmm. music was a way for me to kind of get that thing out. So I was taking classes. Then after a while, I was like, I can't afford this anymore, you know? And so I decided to start teaching my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So my girlfriends would come over and I would teach them how to just be comfortable in their body, in their skin, no matter what size, shape, weight. Like, because we were all kind of going through that. You know, I think it was like just about 30. Mm-hmm. I would remember that the little apartment that I had when you came and stayed over. It was in that my little guest room was like my little pole dancing studio. And I would like get the girls on the couch and like make them like rip apart the cushions and fall on the floor to like Snow Patrol. And
Danielle's
like,
version of book club.
Yes. Fucking totally. But my girlfriends would cry. Yeah. And there would be like things that would come out that they'd kind of put away.
Movement I need is that a big right deal. Now, Danielle.
All right. I got you, girl.
I hit like... Dude, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be vulnerable with you guys.
Good.
I hit a fucking depression, man.
Or is it just been finally caught up to you?
It's finally caught up to me. I've been coasting on this like depression since December. It was like, you know, my boyfriend got into this serious accident, which his show just got announced, Obi-Wan, which is exciting for him.
Good.
And, you know, that accident kind of possibly changed his like career path. And then my uncle, you know, was in the hospital and we didn't think at all that he would die.
Right.
Like my uncle didn't think that, like no one, he every day. And my uncle and I were never really, really that close. And we became very, very close in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like touchy, like hug, love. Like it was, you know, and he didn't want to die.
Yeah.
And when he got to that ending moment, my mom, you know, they were going to take out everything and pretty much like let him pass. And my mom, I didn't want her to do that by herself.
Right.
So I was in the room when they took everything out and he passed away right in front of me.
Is that the first time you've seen someone die?
It's the first time I've ever seen someone die. I'm going to try not to get emotional, but it was, you know, and everybody like is like, oh, your fucking stories are so funny of you being in the mortuary. And I was like, they were like, you should open up a mortuary. I'm like, this is why I can't. I cannot deal with that feeling. That feeling terrifies me. And to see that every day and be a rock for someone. And so I kind of bottled that in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to take care of Tom and I had to get him now. His surgery was happening.
Right, right.
So I kind of had to bottle all those feelings in. Then I was pinned for a few fucking big things and I lost those. And then, you know, I was like, okay, we got the beginning of the year. Had two movies lined up. Those fucking fell through.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a script that I was working on for directing this year, some fucking walls came up with that. And I was just like, what the fuck, man? And
you
then
know
I,
why this is all happening, right?
Tell me, because
you have to just stop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to literally stop and sit and allow yourself to feel this stuff.
Completely.
And if you keep having things come up that you're supposed to do, you're going to be running and you're going to continue to have fucked up stomach problems like me.
Well, my stomach has been actually really fucking wonderful.
Oh,
ever since I had that thing. But it was just so interesting to like, you know, the past 2 days. And I want to share this because, you know, a girlfriend of mine that I used to be really close with, who I did the Runaways with, Kristen, we would listen to this song. And I remember this so vividly. We would listen to the song, I'll Be by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has, you know, I'll be better when I'm older.
Yeah.
And we used to sing that fucking song to each other. Cause like, you know,
what does that mean to you?
It's just my take on it is, it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
And to fucking say that is massive. And I finally said that this morning. I was like, I'm not okay right now. I'm in a time in my life where I'm not okay. And I think it's so fucking wonderful to know that you're not alone and that people are going through that shit. And and the more that you bury it, the more that you hide it, the more it can fucking like, and I'm just because I'm fucking, I lived in a mortuary. It's like being in a grave and someone's up top and has a fucking shovel and it's just putting dirt all over you. And you're just like, as soon as you got it off your face, there's another fucking pile of dirt, you know?
Right.
And it's, you know, that's a fucking crazy feeling to feel in your body and everybody goes through it.
Everybody.
And I think it's just a wonderful thing to like, you know, just share that and know that if anyone out there is going through the similar yeah. situation that I'm going through, that you're not alone and that we all go through these experiences. And I think it's so wonderful that, you know, for me, you know, the past 2 days I've been fucking crying in bed.
Yeah.
And I thought about it this morning. I was like, fuck, I gotta come into the studio. But then I was like, fuck, I get to come into the studio. Right. I was like, holy shit. I was like,
right.
And I'm so blessed, man, to have you, Danielle, and to have this and to like any, all the working people in this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's such a creative, amazing outlet to be able to,
yeah.
to have that, you know?
And everyone's getting to know you for you, which yeah. is really important.
Exactly. Like, this is us, guys. Like, this is like the bare... This is us.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, welcome to our life.
Yeah. That's
and
our
I know
life.
It's not just like, you know, sex and love and like that's all fun.
Yeah.
But like it's us. You yeah. know, we're bearing who we are to
I mean,
guys.
Every time I did like an interview or other podcast, I've always wondered, like, you guys have an opportunity to talk to us for an hour. What do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Because I really want to tell you what you really want to know.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep asking me the same shit?
Same shit.
You've
yeah,
been asking me, yeah. you've been reading about in papers or whatever for the last 30 years.
I know.
This is so much more interesting. Yeah. Thank God for a podcast.
I know. So I just wanted to
well,
share that.
I'm proud of you.
I was like, I love you.
I love you. And, thank you for sharing.
And I'm glad that this podcast and you have been that light for me today.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, I really need this.
I'm here, girl.
Yeah.
I got you, girl.
Okay. Can we fucking talk horny shit now?
Yes. Let's talk. Let's talk horny.
Because now I'm going to be just horny later.
How's that going, by the way?
That's going great.
Is it good? Good.
Yeah. I love my man.
You're
my
getting man. Yourself some? Or no, not
yes,
yet.
Yes, everybody. I'm giving myself some.
You're giving yourself
no,
some?
No, yes.
Or is that a Freudian slip?
No. We're actually going to go this weekend to Joshua Tree. Do some shrooms and have some shroom sex.
Nice.
Again, Tom's parents.
Oh,
I hope you are not listening to this podcast. Fucking shit. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I know you are. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Yeah. So let's, I'll bring up some, okay. Speaking of sex, with your partner, let's see. Okay. So this is a really great question. This is from Sean. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, I don't actually know his last name, but he put his last name and didn't say to be anonymous. So, hi, Danielle and Scout. Been listening, and I love the podcast. Thank you. So my question is it wrong for a guy to want a blowjob every time he has sex with someone? I've been married for 9 years and together with her for 11 years now. She knew I was a very sexual person when we met, and she likes to be twice a week sex couple. I want it like 4 times a week. But she
Welcome
feels
to the
that,
club.
But she feels that giving a blowjob every time to get me going is getting old. Is it too much to ask that now after being married so long? I mean, I always please her when... That's funny how he writes this. I always please her when she wants me down there, but she doesn't need that to get going. I feel like it's the best part of the sexual experience coming from a guy. Just getting your views on it. Thanks, Sean.
Sean. First of all, I agree with you on how many times you want it. But I think we have to look at ourselves and go, you know, like there's some things. What do you think?
Well,
I mean, you can just take it from like David. If David was like, I want a blowjob every time. This is what helps me get going.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, but if it's, but maybe she feels like she's not enough or, I mean, I don't know. I feel like your partner's asking you for something, you know,
then
it's
you should,
not like a wrong
yeah,
thing. Just try. Maybe she's just kind of getting tired of it. Maybe she just like wants to mix it up.
Well, then they need to be like open and honest. And actually she needs to like, I wonder, Sean, if you've had like an actual talk with your woman about why she doesn't want to do that anymore. And mm-hmm. you should just be open and honest. And this is what helps me. Like, I mean, that's me too. Like I you know, I want Tom to go down on me. Before you just,
what if you needed him to every single time before you had sex?
I mean, doesn't it help?
I'm sure.
Doesn't it help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she doesn't like to give blowjobs.
Maybe she doesn't like it. Maybe it's tiring. Oh, how
it
long?
It is tiring.
Sean, how long are you making her give this blowjob?
Thank you. That's a great question, Scout.
Right, like, does it take you a long time? Is that
Listen,
why?
Listen, I would say to David, if you
Danielle,
could just
how long
do
does it,
it
take you on the blowjob with your husband?
I'm really good at it, but aside
I
from that, that's how they all came back around. I was like, all these boyfriends always come back at
for
some
blowjobs.
Yes, of course. It's how you get them, girl.
Yeah, same here.
You get them, you cook for them.
You probably do blowjobs the same. Don't worry.
Yeah, probably. We should, we'll talk about that another time. You know, it depends. Like, I would do it all the time if it was not going to be like a 20 minute or 30 minute thing. Like, that's fucking hard to do that for that long of a period of time. So if it's like 5 minutes, you know, you're like, cool, whatever, you know, and I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't really like to swallow. Sorry. It's not like, cool, you want to do it somewhere else? That's totally fine. But I don't know. If you need to, if that turns you on, then cool. And that does turn my husband on. So, okay, cool. No problem. But like, not all the time. But if it was going to be like, you know, 5 minutes and you can just come on my boobs or somewhere else, like, cool, I would do it every day.
Is that what you like, Danielle?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it, I have to say.
I don't mind it either.
I mean, I don't
know. Most
it.
Women are like very like,
no.
I'm like, if you like it, like you have to like everything.
I'd rather be on you than like sex. All the way down my throat. I mean, it just depends. I don't know. Are you a swallow? Are you a.
I mean
it depends on the
mood,
right?
You don't want to clean up the mess.
Right.
You know, so it's easier to do that.
Right.
So you don't. You know, have to clean up anything afterwards.
Yeah, you still got to go like rinse.
And then you
got to
fucking, and then you got to like wash the towels and or the shirt or the underwear that you put the fucking shit into. Like, then there's a laundry list that you have to do.
Or you can just spit it out on him and then you can go clean it up.
I don't think I've ever done that. Oh my God, Tom.
Really?
I'm so sorry. I might try.
Maybe I'll be into it. I don't know.
Oh my God.
You never know, right?
I don't. Have you fucking done this shit?
Sure.
What do they say? I've never.
It
wow,
depends.
That's
like,
one
if
thing.
It, like if it catches you off guard and there's like a lot and you're like.
So what is it? What is your sexy thing when you have like the cum in your mouth and you're just like,
No, coming. You just keep it. You just let it. You just let it like come out of your mouth while your the penis is still in your mouth. So it's like it's not like
oh,
he
so
comes
you're
and then you're like
it back on his dick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a great move. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. You know.
He's like yeah, lube. Lube, come here.
Exactly. That's exactly
smart
right.
Smart bitch.
Yeah. You know, it depends. Sometimes I'm into it. Sometimes I'm like, I don't really feel like doing this right now.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just like the taste.
You do?
Yeah. I like the taste of my man's.
Oh, good for you.
So I would like, that's why, like, I'd like to do blowjobs more often. I would like
wait,
to.
Wait, what's stopping you?
Oh, no. It's just like, usually, usually a blowjob. Goes to
of
sex.
Course right
and sometimes I just want to give you a blowjob.
Well, do it in the car then it can't go to, like
oh
while it's
God.
Driving you never I, gave roadhead
oh yeah
oh yeah okay
oh, yeah. That's like that's my that's yeah that's my move
or you could do
when
it
I'm bored you really when I'm bored on a fucking road trip I'm like come on blowjob
really
yeah.
You can just
I love blowjob.
Do it during the day and then at night it'll last longer you know I mean
yeah there's it. Yeah. It's so funny.
I'll tell you this funny story.
Please,
So I told you I started doing like testosterone treatment because I have like zero testosterone and it's actually been like, it's microdose, but it's been huge for my sex life.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe I need to take some of that.
Yes. Now I know why guys want to fuck all the time. Like I get it. I get it. So I was doing something like for, my website, I have orders or whatever. And I had like these calendars that I made and I was like bending over the coffee table in my living room the other day, like 2 days ago or something. Like reaching for a pen, you know, and David walked in the room and he just looked at me and he was like, a little further, the pen's a little bit further. And I just looked over at him and he was just kind of staring at me and I was like, you want to come get it? And it took him off, like it took him off guard, you know, he was like, what? It's like, you want it? Fucking come get it. He was
bitch.
Like, right now? I was like, yeah, right now. He's like, well, it'll be much better later. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
He said that?
Yeah, because he just wanted, like, you know, to spend more time
no,
with each
he
other.
Shocked.
He was a little shocked.
Shock
yeah, I was like, I'll stand on the coffee table.
He was in shock.
Just take me from behind. I'll stand on the coffee table. So I stood on the coffee
that so
table.
Wonderful. When it's
so
just,
good.
When it's not planned, and you don't know what's happening.
You know, you
and
just
it's
gotta
like
do
not
it.
At nighttime in the bed.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I was a little too tall. Standing on the coffee table, though. So
you?
I was
you?
Like, yes, I know, right? I know. He's tall. So I'm like, okay, I'll get on the couch. So I got on the couch and I'm like, okay, well, this
really
works.
Where were
your kids? At school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mommy, did you bring me that cereal?
You know, I used to call it Dr. Phil time because that was when I always wanted to have sex was like 4 o'clock.
God.
So it'd be like 4 o'clock because the day's done by then. You're like, okay, cool. 4 o'clock. Like it's time. I'm like, everything's taken care of. The house is straight and like all my things are done. All my emails are answered. Now I'm just like, cool. I'm done till dinner time. So what do you do between 4 and 6? Did you I mean, Dr. Phil time. You'd fuck Dr. Phil time.
Oh my God. I love it.
So yeah. So yeah. So
I love that for you guys.
It was good. We did it in the closet the other day too.
What?
Yeah. It was getting, we were getting ready for, the kids were downstairs having cereal.
This new thing of you guys moving and letting this fucking place go. That's just like,
it's called, he's listening to the podcast. Maybe Tom should listen to the podcast.
Actually, Tom listened to our little snips or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was like, oh my God. I was like, baby.
Is he shy?
Yeah.
He is, you know,
Tom is a gorgeous, and I've said this, he's a gorgeous 6 foot fucking stunt horseman. Like he, but he grew up like he grew up as a nerd.
Right.
So I think he still
thinks he's a nerd.
He's like that little nerdy. Right, and I'm like, no, man, look at you are a man. You're my Patrick Swayze, pretty much. He really is. He really is.
I can't wait till you go have shroom sex.
Oh, I fucking can't wait. I'll probably text you right after. I'll be like,
yeah.
It was amazing. Oh my God, the last time we had fucking shroom sex in Joshua Tree, my girlfriend Melanie was also in the same house.
What?
And she was outside.
In a house?
Yeah, we rent a house, yeah. And we were like, pretty much like, she went outside and she was just like, first time on shrooms, and she was like looking up at the stars, talking to herself, having a really fucking good time. And I came out and I was like, my hair was everywhere, and I was like, I just had the best fucking shroom sex. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
What's different? What makes it good? Like, what? I've never done shrooms, so what makes it?
Will you do shrooms different? With me one
I'm
time?
I'm so scared.
You can't have that. When the time is...
Yeah, when I'm not going to be scared anymore.
Yeah. It's the sensation. Like, it's like you can feel every inch of everything times 10.
Mm.
It's like your body... Like, it's the craziest. And you're also, like, seeing beautiful, like...
Right.
Things around you, and just all the colors are just, like...
You hope.
Yeah. I mean, some people can. Like, I did shrooms once when I was, like, you know, breaking things off with a boyfriend, and I was, like, fucking seeing the devil. I was oh, God, I'm in a bad headspace. I was like, I can't do this shit.
No, thanks.
I was like, that looks like fire. Is that fire? Oh my God, this is so funny. This is why I don't smoke weed. Let's go into weed. But I remember I was at a camping trip, and we were all fucking like so high as a kite, and I remember going to like the edge of the cliff, and I just saw the entire fucking, like, I just saw fire for fuck, like, surrounding
me. Oh God.
And I like freaked out, and I ran to the camp. I was like, fire.
I'm definitely not going camping with you.
Well, don't get me stoned.
Oh my God. But
don't
give me an edible with me.
I take little baby puffs. I take baby puffs. Yeah, like if this is like you're on an edible, you've smelled, like this is a massive trip.
Okay.
And everybody comes running over and they're looking and they're like, Scout, that's the city. It was the fucking city lights. And I thought it was a fucking fire coming at us. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Or I had a fucking high trip when I was on a plane.
Oh.
14 hours in Thailand.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Everybody was doing it.
You're everybody insane.
Was, I know, I was insane. Oh, I almost had to like land the plane. And I was, the only thing that stopped me was, everyone's going to hate me on this plane.
Of course.
If I have to land the plane in the middle of the ocean.
I've given my mom CBD THC twice now and she feels nothing. I'm like,
really?
I was like, maybe you just need to like lay down. She's got horrible back pain. And
yeah.
I'm like, this will really help you,
or
mom.
Just give her a higher dosage.
I gave her a higher one this last time. And it was like a 3-to-1, like 3 THC to 1 CBD. And she said she felt nothing.
Shit.
I was in bed like, you know, like totally like I could feel the tingling in my toes.
Oh
like
my God.
Super chill. And she feels nothing.
Damn.
I know. It's crazy.
Damn, you should maybe shroom with your mommy.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh my
no.
God, that would be so funny.
I used to get high with my mom.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, but she would always have anxiety attacks. Like,
oh,
she's gonna
God.
Die, she's gonna die, she can't breathe. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh my
just
God.
Fucking no,
okay,
thank
so
you.
I have a question.
Yeah, give me your question.
So this guy wanted to stay anonymous.
Okay.
Do you think it's weird if a man owns a sex toy, a pocket pussy? And why is it so normal for women to own sex toys, but not so much for a man?
My husband has a pocket pussy.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my God. When
it's called a fleshlight.
When I was reading this, I was like, oh yeah, I've never really known of a man to have.
What?
At least no man that I've been with, like, whooped out a vibrator or anything. Like, maybe handcuffs, but, like, nothing like
really?
a toy. Yeah,
oh my
never.
God, okay, so I have a funny story.
Oh, please share.
First of all.
Please tell me this was a first date.
No.
Where's my varieties?
No. Pocket pussy, yeah. So I've bought them for boyfriends before.
Okay, yeah, I've done that.
Pocket pussies?
No, I guess a vibrator that we use. I guess for them to have. Okay.
Oh, why
so
not?
Explain this.
Oh, it's so easy. So it's like about this big. I don't know, like 6-8 inches, whatever.
Okay.
Remember those like water balloons when you were younger that like you would like hold and it would like slip through your fingers?
Oh, I love those things.
You put your finger through.
I love those things.
Remember?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
That's
okay.
What it is,
okay.
Right?
Oh,
but the
God,
outside
guys,
is silicone,
sorry.
And it's like a mouth.
Wow.
Or
a
vagina.
I just had a blonde moment there for a second. Okay.
And then you put lube in it and you, but there's this thing called a fleshlight that is like a plastic, it looks like a giant flashlight kind of thing. And it has a top on it and it's like a vagina and it's called a fleshlight.
Okay.
I mean, I'm totally giving them props right now, but
yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. No,
yeah,
it's not wrong. Awesome.
I've never like known a man to
you
have
one. You can do it to him. I mean, that's really fun.
Wow.
Instead of just giving him a hand job.
Yeah. Wow. That's
it.
Honestly, I just got fucking, yeah. I've never been with a man that has had one or at least told me that he's had one. So is there like an embarrassment for men?
Well, this is the next question, actually.
Around that?
This one said, this guy wants to know, what do you guys think of masturbating with your partner?
Oh, yeah. I don't really do that very much either.
I mean, what if you busted out your vibrator and he busted out his portable pocket pussy or whatever?
First, I don't think Tom has one.
Why don't you buy him
so
one?
Maybe I will.
That'd be great.
Maybe I will.
Dude, take shrooms and get a pocket pussy.
Okay, guys, do not post on his Instagram that this is what I'm doing.
Don't. Where can everybody send you one, Scout?
Everybody send
toys
send
too. We'll have our mailing address.
Oh, my God, our P.O. box.
Yes.
Of sex toys.
I fucking love it. You know, so David, his first business was was called XXX Space. It was like the naughty version of MySpace.
Oh, of course your husband would be into that. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So to answer his question,
yeah.
Obviously.
No,
dude,
go for it.
Yeah. I didn't have the knowledge of that because I've never been with anyone that's had that or any guy that's brought that up. So
that would be awesome. Put on porn, get your vibrator, let him do his thing. Also, it must be so much easier and faster for them guys to masturbate using
that. So why do you think it's a normal thing for women to talk about like their vibrators and not a man talk about his pocket pussy?
I don't know. What do you think?
Do you think it's because like, you know, nudity and like in movies and all this stuff is always like more with women than it is with men? Like, I mean, think of the number of penises that you've or topics on that you've seen. Obviously, I haven't seen too many.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen women fucking masturbate and everything and talk
right.
about sex toys and,
yeah,
you know.
But I think guys talk about, like, everybody knows, like, guys jerk off more than women masturbate, I'm sure.
Yeah, but, like, I think it's something with having, like, a toy.
Oh.
Like, I think that's what it is. It's, like, that's not a common
right.
knowledge.
I mean, it's not like it's
talk
one of those
about.
Live dolls. Do you ever see those? Like, those, like, full-on silicone
yeah.
women?
Yeah. I had a dream once that I wanted to watch a man
Fuck one of those. Oh, that would be interesting. I would watch
yeah.
that.
I'm sure we could just Google it, Danny, after this episode. We'll watch it together.
We want to watch it in person.
Maybe that's what we should do one of our lives is actually watching porn.
No. Next convention, someone's going to roll up with like one of the dolls like, you guys, you said you wanted to watch it. You can watch me.
Oh, God.
I mean, that'd be really interesting.
I mean,
no, please
yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But... I mean, yeah,
though, right?
I mean, maybe. I don't know why. It's like so
normal.
You've
never masturbated in front of your partner when they've just watched you?
Yeah, I have. I have in my past relationships, but not in my healthy ones.
Really?
Not in my healthy
That's
ones.
That's super healthy. What a turn on. Like have him sit in a chair across from you
yeah.
and he can just pretend he's not there and he's not allowed to touch himself. Tie him up or something and just let him watch you get yourself off.
I love being
That's
in
like
your bedroom right now. I seen your house, so now I'm imagining where all this is taking
that
place.
That hasn't happened, and so I haven't done that in so long. I just have sex now. It's just like, yeah.
Oh, so that was another.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait. So I have to tell you the funny story.
Yeah, tell us.
Maybe I should save it for another episode.
What? No, it's on your mind. It's fresh.
Okay. So, you know, everyone has their naughties in their nightstand drawer.
Yes.
Right. So in my husband's nightstand drawer, there's stuff, obviously, yeah, like in mine.
Do
there's
you have a lock on
there's
it?
There's actually more. No, there's okay. more stuff. Lock. It's not like that naughty.
Well, I'm sorry. Your kids. Your kids go through everything.
I know they do, actually. No, I think that's locked up are guns in my house. Yeah. Everything else is free game. So it was in David. David has all the toys in his side because he's the one that's always like, even my toys, they're always in his side. And he pulls them out. And my side, I've got like fucking Gemini astrology books and like candles and incense and me. Shit like that.
Like tarot cards.
You know, exactly. Yeah, yeah, he has all the toys on the other side. Yeah, yeah. And so Jagger, the baby, was in bed the other day and he reached over into David's drawer and opened it up and pulled out a big pink butt plug.
See, Daniel?
But he was like, Mommy, it's pink. Is this yours? I was like, no, that's Daddy's. And he was like, it's Daddy's? And he went to put it in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
I was like, no.
And you know you hadn't cleaned that fucking thing.
Of course I do. Oh, gross.
Bitch.
Please. I got fucking spray. I got the whole nine of the clean. Are you kidding? You know how OCD clean I am? Oh, my God.
Go wash your butt plug.
Fucking sanitize it.
I don't know why I'm imagining.
I don't even know where I got it from, though.
Probably
I haven't used it. I mean, it was like a cone kind of
thing. You haven't used the butt plug?
No.
You don't like butt stuff?
We'll talk about that next episode.
Okay. Sorry, guys. This is what happens.
God,
start
Jesus.
Start talking about this. Oh, my God. That is so... What would you have done if he put it in his mouth?
I would have died laughing.
You would have died.
I would have probably taken a picture and sent
I'm surprised
it to you.
You didn't take a video.
I thought about it.
And send it to us, ladies.
I
we have this thread of all these other horror actresses.
Yes. I should have. I really should have fucking died.
Thread.
I love it.
Oh my God. I love that. I think the only thing that's, I take my fucking vibrator everywhere. My like little baby vibrator. And I remember I took it on a shoot when I was filming a movie and I was staying in this one big house with, some of the other crew members.
Cause yeah.
I wanted them to like, actually like not stay in fucking shitter. So I was
right.
like, I'll comp my shit. Let's just stay in a house.
Oh
like,
God.
Together.
That sounds horrible.
I know I'm that person.
Ugh.
I know. Tom is like, you need a place by yourself.
By yourself.
I'm like, I just care about everybody.
Oh my
being
God. I don't want to be talked to. I don't want anybody around me.
Well,
like,
I had my own room.
Oh, but still.
But I remember I'd use the vibrator and I used it like right before bed and I was so fucking tired. And literally I just like came and it like put me to bed and I dropped it on the floor. And yeah. I woke up the next morning with, oh my God, Skeleton, your fucking vibrator. And down to my makeup artist, her dog had come
oh my
in
God.
To the room and grabbed the vibrator. And
oh my
she
God.
She literally was in bed asleep and he just plopped on her face.
Was it in the shape of a dildo or no?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Hilarious.
Luckily, I know my makeup artist so well. She's like, you're fucking used fucking vibrator.
My gross.
I just put it on my face. But in my mind, I was like, oh my God, I didn't wash that. I didn't wash
Do you know, I was doing a movie in Canada.
Yeah.
And I got pulled into customs to go through my bag.
And they had your vibrator.
Yeah.
I want to do that to Tom
Dude,
as a
the
joke.
Literally, the customs, I mean, I'm back in the back and like they have my suitcase open and they were pulling everything out of my suitcase on the table. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Sure. Yeah. And it was one of the big like magic wands. You know what I mean? It's like fucking great.
Where were you going?
Wait, I was doing a movie in Canada. I was coming back. I was there for like 3 weeks.
Isn't it crazy that this is something we think about? We're like, which one are we bringing? Which
well,
one are we
yeah,
bringing?
You're there
which
for that for
bringing?
That long.
We
it's like,
it.
Just need a little something before you go to bed, you know?
Before
anyway.
You go to work. Oh my God.
Okay, well, tell me what, let's talk about some true crime now that we've got.
Okay.
We've got about 20 minutes left, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Have we been talking for that long?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're making our episodes, our episodes.
Our episodes.
We're making our episodes longer, y'all.
Yes, yes. Well, it's easy for us.
Yeah.
We always think that we need to cut it because
we talk too
so
much.
Fucking
I know.
Oh, see, look at me. I'm already like fucking crying and laughing and I forgot about all my troubles.
See?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for you, man. This medicine is good for you.
Right.
So like we said in the earlier on, we were just at a con together and I ran into Lou Temple.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lou.
Love Lou.
Lou is one of a kind man.
I did a sex scene with him.
Did you really?
I did. He did me doggy style and then killed me.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
How is Lou? How is
working with Lou? Yeah, lovely, he's so wonderful. Yeah, I just love him.
He's such
him.
A gentle man.
Kind. I love
and
him.
And he gets it. Totally. You know? And his style, man.
Yeah.
His style is like the best style.
Yeah, I adore him.
Yeah. So anyway, so he told me he wants to, you know, come talk to us one day, dirty. Yes. But he was like, I am working on a movie right now. And he told me all about this case. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had other cases that I wanted to talk about. But when he was telling me the story, all I could think about was I turned to you and you were at a table with a fan. And I was just like, oh, my God, I want to tell her this fucking story.
Is the movie he's doing about this true crime?
Yes, it's about this true crime. So okay. He's currently filming. They're making a movie on this case.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be interesting to talk about. So this is the Pig Farmer Killer.
Okay.
So this is Robert William Picton, a.k.a. Willie, who killed 49 women and fed them to his pigs.
Oh, I think I've heard about this.
Have you heard of this? I didn't hear about this.
I just think of Willie. I think of your masturbating in your coffin. I'll never. Every time I hear Willie, I'm going to think about your coffin.
Bitch, I think I had I think I had an ex-boyfriend named Willie. Yes, I did have an ex named Willie, and I thought that every time. Maybe that's why the sex was so great. Just kidding. Okay, so Robert William Picton, a.k.a. Willie, grew up in a family of pig farmers. His family had been in the business of pig farming for three generations. Willie was described by most of his friends as a pretty quiet and simple guy who didn't really have any visible devious habits that would draw much attention. He wasn't known to be much of a drinker or didn't really do any substance abuse, nor was he ever known to be too violent.
Okay.
So after neglecting the original pig farming business inherited from their parents, Willie and his siblings registered a nonprofit charity by the name of, get ready for this, the Piggy Palace Good Times Society.
What?
The Piggy Palace Good Times Society.
What would they do with this nonprofit?
With the Canadian government in 1996. They claimed to organize and manage and operate special events. Like functions, dances, shows, exhibits on behalf of service organizations, sports organizations, and other groups.
With pigs?
With pigs. And like they would bring all these. It was like an event place where you could have all these things.
Okay, got it.
What these not-for-profit events eventually ended up being were a series of rave parties where members of music bands and other partygoers would come and engage in substance abuse and also engage with many sex workers.
Okay.
So, I mean, the Piggy Palace Good Time Society. Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on here. So the events were quite large and attracted as many as 2,000 people.
Whoa.
2,000 fucking people. After some complaints about the nature of activities held under the name of the charity and some ruckus created at a New Year's Eve party in 1998, police intervened and banned any future parties at the pig farm and also stripped the nonprofit status of the society in the following year for lack of sufficient financial statements. Mm-hmm. Now to explain, it appears that all of the murders happen during these parties and gatherings at Piggy Palace Good Time Society. So all of these 49 murders had happened during this time. So in March 1997, Willie was first charged for the attempted murder of a sex worker called Wendy, who had been stabbed several times following an argument at the farm. Mm. Wendy had managed to grab the weapon off Willie, stabbed him back, and escaped.
Good for her.
Despite being handcuffed by him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, Picton, Willie, received treatment at a nearby hotel and was also later released on bail. The charges were dismissed in January of 1998. I don't know what the fuck.
Dismissed? He attempted to murder her.
Yeah, and it was dismissed. It was dismissed.
Oh, got it.
So it was later that year that the injunction was brought to the farm.
And what state is this in?
Is Canada.
It's Canada.
So Canada. Sorry, I should have said that. It was Canada. So it was later that year that the injunction was brought to the farm and the charity to host any events at the parties. One of the workers at the farm, Bill Hillcox, noted that many of the women that visited the farm eventually went missing and reported his suspicion to the local police. So if it wasn't for Bill, you know, fucking noticing what was happening at these parties, he probably would have gotten away with it. So in February of 2002, when the police visited the farm with a search warrant, they found multiple items belonging to the missing women. Willie and his brother David Picton were arrested on charge of owning illegal weapons. While they were later released, police maintained surveillance of the other brothers. On further investigation, police suspected Willie of a series of murders of the various missing women, and over the course of the year, Willie was charged for a total of 15 first-degree murders. Over the next 3 years, dude, it took a fucking long time to get this guy. Over the next 3 years, by October...
They find any bodies?
By October 2005, the tally of the first-degree murder charges had gone up to a staggering 27. So they pulled at the farm, continued over the whole year, the cost. So they came to the farm and searched the entire place. It cost them $70 million, making it one of the most expensive investigation in Canada history.
They revealed
cut skulls, broken jaws, and other bodily remains of multiple women, including the DNA, get fucking ready for this, of as many as 33 different women. DNA all over that fucking place. Make me shake right now. I'm so fucking pissed. While not a lot is known on the exact details of each murder, it is believed that Willie would engage the sex workers in sexual activities and in the middle of the act get upset at them by blaming them for petty thefts or other wrongdoings. He would then escalate the altercation and handcuff them before stabbing them to death. He would put the bodies through a wood chipper and feed them to his pigs.
Cool.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Some of the resulting bites of flesh were also mixed with pork and sold to his friends and family.
Oh, awesome. That's hot dogs?
Yeah. So after his arrest in February 2002 and through the investigation that followed, the results was 27 charges of murder. However, Willie is believed to have admitted to an undercover officer during an investigation that he had killed as many as 49 women. And that his arrest was a result of him being sloppy when going for his big 50 kill.
Oh.
So this confession, this is interesting, this confession was actually captured on tape by the undercover officer who posed as a cellmate.
Mm.
So he is believed to have said, this is what he said, "I was going to do one more, make it an even 50. That's why I was sloppy. I wanted one more. Make it the big 50." So they only found, so he is admitting to killing over 49 women, and they've only, they can only put 27 on him.
Is this because these are prostitutes, essentially, and they're
hard to keep track of them.
Yeah.
Yes, all that. So in the trial that began
in January, really common.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
In the trial that began in January 2006, Willie pleaded not guilty of all 27 charges, but it was eventually found guilty for 6 counts of murder, and in December 2007 was sentenced to life with no chance of parole for at least 25 years. That seems fucking low in my goddamn opinion.
It should be no parole. I don't understand why some people get it, some people don't.
I know. We actually have a question about that. Maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I didn't put it down. So there was the maximum punishment. So this was the maximum punishment for second degree murder in Canada, and equal to the sentence which would have been imposed for a first degree murder conviction. So Willie comes out to claim that he was merely a victim of the investigation,
okay,
and that he had actually not committed any of these fucking crimes.
But they were all in his property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his family, it didn't take very long for them to go,
"Oh shit,
he did it." Is it? I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? The Piggy Palace Good Time Society?
I mean,
I was saying events. What kind of fucking name
are these,
is that?
Like, these are like just big, like it's like a Playboy Mansion party, but like on the farm.
Yeah, on the farm. On the Piggy Farm. Could you imagine?
No.
That's insane to me how he's admitted to all these crimes. And of course, they can only pin him for this amount of time, but he's only getting 25.
Because you need bodies, right? 25? Is that the deal?
Like, yeah, you need bodies. Yeah, you need bodies. Yeah. It's just nuts to me. It's absolutely insane to me.
The fuck is wrong with people?
And I'm trying to understand, because I mean, that's also like another talk that we've had about like you know, like people getting off for some of this shit and how it really fucking works.
Yeah.
How does it work? What, you know, why do people, some people get fucking crazy ass time for doing
nothing.
And then someone that can fucking kill 49 women, no matter what type of, no matter who you are.
Right.
And then he gets 25 years, which, you know, in 5 years, he's going to try to get out, and he's probably being a good boy, and he's probably going to fucking, they're going to take it to trial, and then he's going to get out, and then he's going to go, how many cases have you heard of someone getting out, and then they do it again.
Of course.
They act, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a weird mixed feeling with that sort of thing, because there's mental illness, but then there's also just fucking sick.
Yeah.
You are.
Do you believe in eye for an eye, or it depends on the situation?
It depends on the situation, I think.
Yeah.
What is your take on all of it?
I mean, I'm, it's difficult. Like, I think people can be rehabilitated if they get proper care. I don't think that throwing somebody in jail that has a mental problem like this person would come out any better. If not, I think they would come out worse out of prison without getting proper mental health care. And I don't think that jail is the way to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that these people can't be on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to pay for them to be in jail either.
Do you think that they also obviously look at age as well? Because like with kids and all of that.
Yeah. Wait till you hear my story. Oh. My next case.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
With that note, guys.
I mean, it's scary. It's scary. But yeah, I think age is, it does play a big part in it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, they're children. They sometimes they're just children, and shit just, I mean, who knows what they've been going through in their life. And I don't know. It's fucking complicated.
Yeah.
But that's fucked up. That's an adult. That's killing women and feeding them to a pig. Homeboy needs to go to jail.
Can you imagine being at a fucking buffet at that farm and knowing after this fucking shit came out that you possibly ate people?
That's better than being the buffet.
That's also another thing. We need to find a case with people like cannibals.
Like dumber? Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, my God. I don't look at you and go, I want to eat you.
You don't? I'm sad.
I'm just like, holy shit. You've got to be like not wired correctly.
Of course.
And what does that feel like to not be wired?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't think you know when you are not wired right. I don't know if you know you're not wired right.
Holy shit. Fucking crazy, guys. Ooh. Wow, look at this episode. That went from, I don't even know what we fucking talked about.
From pocket pussies to the piggy farm.
Well, now I'm educated. I for some reason I was like, oh, like a vibrator for someone else. And I was like, oh, your own fucking little thing.
Yeah, pocket pussy. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of it right now.
Yeah, I want to see. They all come in different like sizes and stuff and like I think designs. I think all pussies look different.
I think it's one size fits all.
Bitch.
I think it's tight. I don't think it's like, I'll take the extra large pocket pussy.
What about the design of the pussy and what it looks like?
I think you can pick. It's like, you know, they have like porn stars have their own vaginas, right?
Yeah,
like
I know.
You've seen those, right? And like,
do you know that actually a girlfriend of mine does that?
Does models for them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or makes them like of your own and asked because she listened to this and asked if we would want to come in
kidding me.
And do
get our own
a mold because she was like, well, maybe it would be interesting when you leave and you can leave it for your man.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, huh. It's like, I don't know. I'll ask her. Danielle. What would you, I don't know what I would feel like if I saw my mold of my vagina like in the side table.
I don't know.
Imagine Jagger picking that up. Mommy, what is this? I've seen this before. Mommy.
They call it a china. Not a vagina, a china.
A china.
A china. Mommy has a china.
Oh, you and your china. Oh. Well, on that note.
Thank you guys for listening.
I love all of you guys and your chinas.
Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time. Bye.